December is Impaired Driving Prevention in Canada Month, a campaign to remind motorists of the life-threatening effects of impaired driving. Alcohol or drug-impacted driving mostly targets college students and young drivers who are vulnerable to these risks. Statistics from Mothers Against Drunk Driving Canada highlight the need to address impaired driving among youth. Road crashes continue to be the number one killer of young Canadians between the ages of 16 and 25. Youth accounted for almost 27% of alcohol-related crash deaths while comprising only 13% of the population. Further research from the Centre for Addiction and Mental Health shows cannabis use is becoming as significant a risk as alcohol for young drivers. A study showed close to 10% of Ontario students in grades 10 to 12 reported driving after using cannabis. The study suggests that misconceptions about the relative safety of drug-impaired driving only further complicate the problem, with many youths and their parents underestimating its risks. Young drivers are more prone to danger because of a lack of experience and higher tendencies to engage in risky behaviors. According to MAD, even low levels of alcohol increase the chances of a fatality occurring for these young drivers. At a 0.10% blood alcohol concentration, BAC, young drivers are 51 times more likely to be involved in fatal accidents. Toronto Police is committed to taking impaired drivers off the roads through sobriety checkpoints, roadside screening, and providing education. Sergeant Murray Campbell and Constable Brad Verspieden told Humber etc. in an email that impaired driving continues to be a leading cause of preventable collisions and fatalities in Ontario. If you are impaired, please make the responsible choice, do not drive. Arrange for an alternate way to get home, whether by using a designated driver, public transit, a taxi, or a ride-sharing service, they said in the email. In Ontario, research shows that drivers with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of just 0.08% are involved in crashes at a rate that is over four times higher than those driving sober, Toronto police officers said. Ontario law states a motorist with a 0.08 BAC is considered legally impaired and can be charged with impaired driving. Persons with a BAC ranging between 0.05 and 0.079 are in the warn range and can also face charges. One example of how laws might lower accidents is Ontario's zero BAC rule for new drivers, which is part of the province's graduated licensing program. Data shows that such policies contribute to a 25% reduction in impaired driving incidents among young males. For many college students, the consequences of impaired driving hit close to home. Nearly 32% of Ontario students reported being passengers in vehicles driven by individuals under the influence of alcohol. While the holiday season increases the temptation to overindulge, it also offers a chance for collective responsibility. The goal of community programs like school presentations and MAD Canada's awareness campaigns is to inform young drivers and their families about the risks associated with driving while impaired. Whether it is through designated driver programs, ride-sharing apps, or public transportation, there are countless alternatives to impaired driving. Let this month serve as a reminder to make safer choices and protect lives. Together, we can make our roads safer for everyone, Verspieden said.